Wisconsin hasn't had a naval militia for 50 years now. The Coast Guard and U.S. Navy Reserve have largely taken its place. But Fond du Lac Republican Assemblyman John Townsend says there are times when a state emergency demands immediate help and federal agencies don't always spring into action. He says that could be corrected by letting the governor call in a state naval militia for help, much in the same way he can call in the state's Air and Army National Guard.
Certainly when you look at something like a tornado, or if you remember years ago when we had a catastrophic flooding along the Mississippi River area, those are often issues that are handled at the state level.
Townsend says the naval militia would also bolster the state's homeland security efforts. He says members could be called on to protect high-risk areas that aren't dubbed immediate priorities by the federal government.
We have a tremendous amount of shoreline, and so that brings up another aspect of security. And the fact is that we do have two nuclear plants, which are located right on Lake Michigan. So that raises another security type of issue.
The state would likely recruit naval reservists who work as doctors, nurses, and air evacuation experts to fill out the militia. They'd only get paid while on duty. Townsend proposed an almost identical measure 5 years ago that overwhelmingly cleared the state assembly but never advanced any further. At that time, critics in the state Senate questioned whether the idea would duplicate federal efforts. New York, New Jersey, Ohio, and Alaska are the only states that currently have naval militias. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.